This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station. A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of two Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown. One of two cops involved in a North Dakota shooting yesterday has died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum. Headlined by the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is our honor once again to have Dr. Jerome Corsi with us, best-selling author, 25 books since 2004, 6 on the New York Times bestseller list, number 1 New York Times bestseller list, founder and CEO of CorsiNation.com. Jerome, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you. Always good to be with you as well.
Hey, lots to talk about here, but before we get into the real heavy stuff, I wanted to get an update. Last time we introduced the telemed program on CorsiNation.com. How's that coming along?
It's going quite well. In fact, it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Good.
It's a program we set up. Of course, you get a call from a doctor, and I was licensed to do medicine in your state. The doctor will basically interview you, diagnose you. If it can prescribe hydroxychloroquine and zinc if needed. It's not a drug program. It's to talk with a doctor. And the meds can be fulfilled by a pharmacy in a state. It's legal to provide hydroxychloroquine for COVID, and they can be expressed to you. Mm-hmm. And the entire process is really designed to cost under $200, $60 for the call, and then the meds. Pharmacy will call you directly and see if you have insurance to defray the cost of the meds, and then you can decide if you want to pay for overnight delivery to your door. And President Trump yesterday, in saying he had himself taken this hydroxychloroquine and zinc, I think did a big boost to what we want to do, which is provide this treatment or prevention to Americans who see the need for it. And if doctor will agree, we have to look at the pre-existing conditions. There are some, but there are really not that many. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty well defined after 70 years of use of the medicine. That's what the doctors say.
Exactly. Why the ridiculous pushback? Was it just because Donald Trump, which we got to hate anything that's associated with Donald Trump, because he's been a champion for the possibility of hydroxychloroquine. And here he is. I mean, you know, the president of the United States, there's been a couple of people in the White House that have contracted COVID-19, and out of precaution and as a prophylactic, he talked to his doctor about it. And the White House doctor says, yeah, why not? You know, I don't see it being a problem. But, oh, my goodness, Jerome, it was like gray matter splattered all over the cameras from coast to coast because Donald Trump said he was taking hydroxychloroquine. It was comical almost.
You know, Bill, the federal government doesn't demonize cocaine or marijuana as much as they demonize hydroxychloroquine. And, yes, I think there's a factor because whatever President Trump says, this mainstream media has, they're just conditioned to knee-jerk. That's horrible, no matter what it is, and to attack Donald Trump. Trump. And people are seeing through that. What, you know, I put up on my website and CourseTheNation.com is I'm saying, look, Bill Gates is talking about a worse virus coming along, and I went to Fauci's patent, which he holds on various treatments that he's done on AIDS, and I reverse engineered them and found already one of the key ingredients of AIDS has been put into COVID-19.
Right.
And if COVID-20 puts in one more, you're going to have a virus that attacks your immune system and attacks your lungs, and it could be very deadly. And what the doctors are saying, and again, the only way you might be able to prevent what's coming next, as well as what's here, COVID-19 and COVID-20, I'm calling it, might be to have hydroxychloroquine and zinc in your system.
Exactly.
And what President Trump said yesterday is, if you've been examined for the side effects and you don't have a heart arrhythmia problem or one or two of the well-defined counterindications, then it doesn't hurt you to take hydroxychloroquine. It's been prescribed millions of times all over the world. It's been widely used and used chronically in lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. I've taken it through our own program, and quite frankly, I didn't feel much of an effect at all, but I haven't also, I've not gotten COVID.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, I can't say it's because I took the hydroxychloroquine, but I didn't notice any ill effects, and I kind of agree with President Trump. You know, what's the harm in it?
Exactly. Well, you know, and it was interesting because even Neil Cavuto went off the rails and was saying, don't take it. You're going to kill yourself. And he went on and on. And then Dr. Mark Siegel, who is the noted medical contributor at Fox, comes on and says, well, let me give you my testimony. My 96-year-old dad used hydroxychloroquine. It saved his life.
I heard that. And I thought, you know, that's a very effective rebuttal to Neil Cavuto. And Neil Cavuto's gotten more and more hysterical and anti-Trump over the years.
Yeah.
He's kind of followed the course.
I think he and Chris Wallace are at the same bar together or something. I don't know. It wouldn't be the same bar. It would be the same hamburger stand, I think, for Neil.
I watch Fox and Friends. They're still pretty good.
Yes.
And I watch, you know, Tucker Carlson and Hannity and then Laura Ingraham in the evenings is still solid, but through the day, I mean, I've had enough Donna Brazile and Juan for a lifetime.
Exactly. Well, Donna Brazile, I still have a personal problem with that because here she is. She really destroys her credibility on CNN, what she tried to do with Hillary. Well, it didn't try. She did at CNN. And she's welcomed into Fox. And to me, it's like, look, I know everybody needs a job and a place and all that. But once you destroy your credibility, why do you live another day? It's like what caused, shutting down America. We used the Imperial College, which were the same people that gave us the model for climate change that said, you know, half of the world would be underwater right now and half the population would be gone. And so we go ahead and take their model. And Dr. Fauci champions that to the president. The president says, oh, okay, I guess these are the experts, and we shut down the country? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with this picture?
Well, Bill, the CDC and the NIH are not really government entities. They are largely 501c3 foundations.
Okay.
They are public-private. They have a lot of government money that is combined with money coming in from big pharmacy. And they do projects together, and the people who work at NIH or CDC, like Fauci's worked there over 30 years.
Yes.
And they get the patents on the treatments they're developing, like for AIDS, and then it shows up in COVID. Well, somebody's going to pay that patent when a vaccine is developed.
He's going to get a ton of money. And this is also why, I think case in point, why he ignored then-President Obama's order not to put any money into the Wuhan lab, but he went ahead and went around the president's order and gave them, $3.7 million for research?
The patent, for instance, you look at Fauci's patents. They're on Justia, JUSTIA.com. You can just search Fauci's patents. He assigns them to the HHS, and, you know, he's one of a list of inventors in these patents. And, but you don't know how much money is going to HHS. The exact assignment papers are not available on that page. And so funding the Wuhan lab. What I understand is he gave the money to an organization who then funded the Wuhan lab. Mm-hmm. And so he can say, well, we didn't fund Wuhan. I mean, these guys are too clever by, you know, by twice.
Yes.
And they just are. Fauci, a 1990 book by Bruce Nussbaum, N-U-S-S-B-A-U-M, called Good Intentions, says Fauci did the same thing. He had the same job 30 years ago, and he was in NIH, and when the AIDS came around, HIV-1, a group of doctors had on-the-shelf clinical, you know, available medications, and Fauci trashed them.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Dr. Jerome Corsi continues. Don't forget his TeleMD program, I say, at CorsiNation.com for more information there. The president, made the announcement this week that he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for about a week and a half as a preventative, as a, what we call a prophylactic. And it is available to you should you choose to take that option through this TeleMD program at CorsiNation.com. You can go there, check it out for yourself, and see if it's appropriate for you. Jerome, I also want to talk to you about the General Flynn case, which in many ways is very close to you. You and I have been talking about this for, what, a year and a half, with all that you had to deal with the FBI, with the, you know, Mueller and company and all that went on. So you really have a close, a close relationship with what happened with General Flynn, because this could have easily happened to you.
Well, in fact, they tried the same thing with me. The prosecutors in my case, and these Mueller prosecutors, I think, were the criminals that Aaron Zelinsky and Jeannie Rhee and Goldstein, three of them, basically were convinced I had to have a source to Julian Assange, because in July and August 2016, before Assange released Podesta's emails, I figured out that that's what Assange had.
Mm-hmm.
And I told various people, including Roger Stone, but I didn't have a source. And when they wanted me to lie, it was to say that I did have a source, basically,
mm-hmm.
and that I'd been lying about it. Well, I refused. You know, but I'm a strong religion. I'm not going to go before a federal judge and swear to a crime I didn't commit.
Right.
And they said, well, they would charge me with obstruction of justice in a Washington, D.C. court that would hate me, and I'd be in prison the rest of my life. So if you guys are that crooked, go ahead and do it. But I'm not going to lie for you. And they went after my stepson, who is 40-some years old, and he took a computer I had on my desk that I wasn't using, and he scrubbed it and gave it to my wife for her business, and they thought he was destroying evidence. And so they brought him to the Mueller grand jury and threatened him. And I said, well, I asked Aaron Zelinsky through my attorney, David Gray. I said, well, I've got a copy. I've got a backup of that computer. Do you want it? He didn't want it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you had a lot more than what Hillary Clinton did when they scrubbed her computer with bleach bit and all, and the destruction of property. The other thing that is astounding to me about all this, Jerome, is that this happened to be all about Democratic emails. Well, Luke Rosiak, as you recall, a watchdog reporter himself, wrote in his book about the biggest scandal there in the Beltway. And this is the biggest IT scandal in U.S. history, where you've got a Pakistani national and his family who worked their way up the ranks of Congress and the House of Representatives, gained access to computer files of one in five Democrats, lifting data, stealing identities, spending millions of taxpayer dollars. And this guy, not even his whole family, you know, they eventually lose their jobs, but you got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you got Hillary Clinton, you know, Podesta, the whole gang, you know, trying to protect what they have done. And these emails that they're talking about could have easily been lifted by this Pakistani national, which we've heard nothing about since.
Well, and this is the problem. I think President Trump's absolutely right when he talks about this being a double standard,
mm-hmm.
and that we don't have justice in America. And I'm very deeply disappointed in Attorney General Barr, because it took, as Richard Grenell, who is an outsider, was ambassador to Germany and now is acting director of the entire national security apparatus, DNI, he's director of national intelligence. And Grenell comes in and he forces Barr to release the footnotes from the Horowitz FISA report. Now, those footnotes show CIA, Department of Justice, they all knew the Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. Russia was trying to damage Trump or make sure he got indicted if he did win the election. But yet they charged Trump with Russian collusion, which is what Hillary was doing and Podesta was doing. You know, how about Uranium One? Selling our uranium to Russia with the Clinton Foundation. So that, and secondly, it was Grinnell who forced Barr to release the unmasking names, and that included Joe Biden. And to, I think that was critical in General Flynn's case. And by the way, now Barr says, well, the investigation from Durham is not going to hit Obama or Biden. Why not? And that American people, I think, demand justice. And once they start indicting, we counted up on my podcast today, CourseyNation.com, that it's been 460 days since Barr was sworn in as Attorney General. And so today I'm doing this now every day. So I'm saying day 460 of Barr Attorney General, still no indictments.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll tweet out day number 461, still no indictments, like they did in the Iran hostage crisis under Jimmy Carter. Count the days.
Why is he not? Why is he not pursuing? Why is he stopping there? Is it just the idea that Barack Obama is still perceived as the holy savior of America or something, or that it would tick off Black America so much that it could cause some kind of revolt? What is it that's stopping Barr from pursuing the truth all the way up to the Oval Office, which is what Sidney Powell said on our show a couple of weeks ago, Jerome? Because I asked her, I said, how far up does this go? And she goes, Bill, it goes into the Oval Office. And there was no quips, no reservation about it whatsoever. She said the same thing in much the same way as you told me a year and a half ago. You said, Bill, this is a coup.
Yes. The same deal. And look, we have, for these lovebirds, this Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, that she said in one of her text messages that Obama's, he's on top of everything. He knows everything. He's micromanaging it. And we saw that in this meeting with Sally Yates, where Obama knew all about the Flynn case. Obama's into this. He's traitor number one or number two, and Hillary's the counterpart. And the point is that I don't know what Barr's motivation is, but he was also a cover-up artist in Iran-Contra when he was attorney general before. And that incident, he, Casper Weinberger, got to walk. There were a whole group of people, that, including George H.W. Bush, that Barr basically excused. And maybe Barr wants to preserve the Department of Justice and is afraid that these will destroy the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the Department of Justice has been criminal since J. Edgar Hoover took his boyfriend out to the racetracks in California and bet on the horses. The mob paid his losses. And then he testifies to Congress and says there's no mob in the United States, and he goes after Martin Luther King, a real genuine American hero.
Right.
It was a blackmail file. I mean, I say take the whole Justice Department. In fact, I'm serious about that. The entire bureaucracy, which is, Trump has no friends in this bureaucracy. They're all Beltway New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says the bureaucracy has to be in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I'm proposing we just move it to Death Valley. Pretty out there in the spring. And I doubt many of these people from the Beltway will go.
Yeah.
The only way to get rid of them. We don't need a criminal Justice Department where the criminals are in the Justice Department.
Exactly. Well, whether it is against Trump, it's against us, we the people, Jerome. I mean, this is, we pay for better than this. We expect better than this. And it's clear the institution is corrupt. And my question to you was, because I had this sense from the get-go with Horowitz, that he's a company guy. And maybe A.G. Barr is a company guy, for the institution,
And see, look, I don't know why Barr isn't doing what he should do, even with the Flynn case, which is, go over to the Vice President of the United States. He has the right to take this directly to the Supreme Court.
Well, we have to leave it there. No doubt the conversation will continue and we'll stay on top of everything. Dr. Jerome Corsi, don't forget his TeleMD, telemed program on CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much. Take care.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Is
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live. It's Bill Martinez live.
If you repeat a lie enough, it suddenly becomes the truth. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look at it. If you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be talking guns here. I mean, you know, the history of Colt, the revolver, huh? Are you ready for that? Jim Rassenberg is going to join us, author of four books, including The Revolver, The Brilliant Disaster, America 1908, and High Steel. He's contributed to the New York Times, Vanity Fair, Smithsonian, and other publications. A native of Washington, D.C., who now lives in New York City. So you went from one hot spot to a hotter spot, huh, Jim?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, hey, it just, you know, it just doesn't leave you dry for any kind of writing material between the two. But let's talk about Revolver, Sam Colt and the Six Shooter that changed America. What drew you to the story?
Well, boy, I don't come out of a gun culture. You might have guessed that, going from Washington to New York City. But I knew I wanted to write about the West, and a friend suggested him to me, and I started looking into Colt, and I thought, my God, how has no one written this book already? I mean, the two things, the one is what the Revolver meant in the American West in terms of opening it up to settlement, and the other is what it meant in terms of American industry. Two extraordinary developments directly caused by Sam Colt.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about Sam Colt. I mean, quite the rebel, huh? I mean,
his
future. He was like destined to do this, was he not?
He was. He was thrown out of school when he was 15 for lighting off a cannon on a hilltop on the 4th of July. He ends up as a sailor at the age of 16 on a ship bound for India, and it's on this ship that he invents the revolver, whittles the first model out of some pieces of scrap wood, comes back home, then to try to develop this and make it into an actual gun, he needs money. So he has the idea of going off on a 2 or 3 year tour, selling hits of nitrous oxide gas to paying audiences. He would travel around the country, run out a hall, put in a couple of newspaper ads, invite audiences, charge them a quarter. And then they'd all come up to the stage and he'd get them high on nitrous oxide. From this, he made.
Thank God he didn't have cannabis plants that he was dragging along in his covered wagon, right?
Really innocent. I mean, this is, you know, it's laughing gas that we take in wheelchairs. So it was pretty benign.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what's interesting is he was doing this during a pandemic. This was the cholera pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Right.
Amazing event in America. And Colt's response was to just go get everybody high on nitrous oxide. Anyway, he develops the gun, and by 21, he's got his first factory. Rich, then that goes out of business. He's poor. So he has a lot of ups and downs in his life.
Mm-hmm. But quite the rebel. I mean, the story, I had to laugh when I was reading about the nitric oxide. But, hey, look, it's necessity, the mother of invention. We do what it takes. And he had that rebellious but entrepreneurial spirit. And he came up with an idea that just would not let go of him in the development of the Six Shooter, as you say, that changed America. And it really did. I mean, considering where we were before Sam Colt entered into the ballgame, right?
Yeah, well, before Colt, of course, guns had to be reloaded after every shot. And even in the most agile, experienced hands, that took about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the revolver changed that. And this was especially important, as I said, in the American West. Settlers, immigrants who were armed with only single-shot shotguns or rifles, they were no match for the horse-mounted Indians, you know, those great warriors of the plains, who could travel on horseback 20 or 30 miles an hour while firing arrows at a rate of 20 or 30 a minute. So by the time you reloaded your gun, you were likely to be a pincushion. The revolver changed that. It gave people, settlers, Texas Rangers, Army, people like that, the ability to have a rapid-fire response. It's not all a pretty story. A lot of unnecessary blood was shed, but also it empowered people to have at least the courage to go out west, which was extraordinarily dangerous.
Exactly. Well, you know, because they were getting the stories back, you know, from those that were adventurous, and it wasn't necessarily friendly. It wasn't like the Native Americans were rolling out a red carpet for them, right? Come on in, take over our land.
They were not. It was incredibly dangerous. Attacks from the Native Americans were not frequent, but when they happened, they were awful. And also, of course, it's lawless out there, so you don't just have to worry about Native Americans. You have to worry about other settlers, other white people, particularly once the gold is discovered. Greed kind of rules the day. So people were, to go out west without a good gun, and particularly without a good multi-shot gun like the Colt revolver, was just lacked prudence. You know, you weren't smart to do that.
So it really opened up the opportunity. But you said that Colt here, he starts his business, things are rolling along, and then it crashes and burns. What happened?
Well, when he first, 1836, he patents his gun. First customers are from Texas, of course, because they've got the Alamo. Then they fight for independence. Then there's a huge financial crash in 1837. That doesn't help. Then the army doesn't buy them. By 1841, Colt's pretty much out of business, poor as a church mouse, as he says. And then the Texas Rangers come to his rescue. They start using his revolver against the Comanche Indians. And this makes them famous. And the one Texas Ranger in particular, named Sam Walker, takes the Colt revolver into the Mexican War. He becomes an early war hero. He and Colt then meet. They kind of redesign the gun. They make it this enormous pistol, 15 inches long, weighed almost 5 pounds,
wow,
extraordinary firepower. And that's really the beginning of the revolver that made Colt's name and made him rich eventually. Because, of course, right after this, and you've got floods of immigrants heading west, you've got the gold rush. So business was very good for a number of years.
There's just something about, you know, as you say, for people who are not necessarily gun rights advocates, you see where Colt played a role and, you know, sadly, I guess, to protect your interests, you have to be able to defend what you have. And our founding fathers understood this. You know, they made sure the Second Amendment was in play, but not necessarily intended for other citizens as much as it was a government that could get out of control, right?
Yeah, the one thing you get from the history of the 1840s and 1850s, the history that I really looked into deeply was called, is whether you like guns or don't like guns, they're a part of American history. They're a very important part of American history. The West was settled with guns. Now, I don't think, as I said, it's not a pretty history.
Right.
But that's what happened. So the people who say, why do I want to read a book about guns? I'd say, you care about American history? This is what happened. I'm not trying to convince you one way or the other, but this is what happened. And I also think it happens to be a pretty rip-roaring story.
Well, I want to get into more of those details when we come back. We're talking with Jim Ratzenberger about his brand-new book. It's a rip-roaring story because it's about a rip-roaring time, as America is being discovered, from east to west. The name of his new book, Revolver, Sam Colt and the Sixth Shooter That Changed America. More from Jim after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan.
It costs too much. They just don't like it for whatever reason. Well, great news. You're not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with more than 400,000 members. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. You can save a lot. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Just the way you'd like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jim Rassenberger is with us, the author who has written the new book, Revolver, Sam Colt and the Six Shooter that Changed America. You know, before the break, Jim, you were talking about, you know, the spirit of the West. It was the Wild West. And with the Wild West, you know, I guess some of that old axiom of... you know, maybe might makes right a little bit came into play?
I think it did, yeah. And, it's, you know, it's funny with American history. Sometimes, you know, people, textbooks cover the Revolutionary War, then they kind of skip over, hit the War of 1812 and skip over to the Civil War. But there's this whole period in here where, if you will, the sausage got made. I mean, this is when America became American. It really reached its full landmass almost. Mm-hmm. A lot of the great inventions that led it into the 19th century happened then. America went from being kind of a third-rate backwater country to being, by the time Colt was in his 30s and largely led by Sam Colt, clearly the industrial leader of the world. So a lot of things happen in this period, and a lot of them, interestingly, trace back to both the use and the manufacturing of firearms.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is amazing when you think about it in that context, is that, you know, without the Colt, would we have had an America?
Yeah, you know, I
mean, that sounds extreme. I know for some people might think, whoa, Bill, you're kind of jumping the shark here. But you think about it, I mean, all these industrial benchmarks that came along the way, of which Colt, I believe, is part of that. Boy, you leave one of those out, maybe America's a whole different story.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, just to take the example of what Colt meant for industry. Mm-hmm. Sam Colt, he wasn't the first, but he was the one who really pioneered uniform, interchangeable parts in the things that we use. And it was gun makers who really wanted to do this because, you know, if a piece of a gun broke, you didn't want to have to send the whole gun back to the shop and start over. You wanted to be able to slip a new piece in and have the gun work like new. Well, of course, everything we now have, from the computer in front of me to the refrigerator to the IKEA chairs around me, they're all made that way.
Exactly.
And this was largely developed. It was called the American system, and Sam Colt led the way in it.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly, you know, that changed the world, not just the United States.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and you think about it, the impact that it made in industry by way of the automobile, right?
Yes. Very interesting to sort of trace. You can do it directly with the people who worked in the Colt Armory, trace them right into the automobile industry, into the sewing machine industry, which is another big industry that happened in the late 19th century. Many of the people who went on to make the great innovations in manufacturing in the late 19th century came right out of Colt.
Really?
And if they didn't, then they, you know, it's all 2 or 3 degree separation.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back to the Colt Armory. And other, I don't want to, those credits belongs to some of the other armories there, too, up and down the Connecticut River Valley. I'm sure many of your listeners probably have been to the Springfield Armory in Springfield, Massachusetts. Fascinating place. So, but a lot of the technology that we now live with still today was developed in the 1830s, 1840s, in that small area, and particularly in the Colt factory.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you talk about the vast consumer empire that he had developed. I mean, died at an early age. I mean, 47, still pretty young, even by West standards, right?
He was, yeah. He got quite sick the last few years of his life, had rheumatic arthritis with some complications, would have these terrible bouts of pain. But the amazing thing about Colt, I mean, there were plenty of things about him that were not wonderful, but he had a kind of perseverance that is hard to imagine. Even very ill, when the Civil War broke out, he almost doubled the size of his armory and the output of his factory and provided the Union with an enormous number of guns. He just had a kind of energy and ambition that you don't see much. A very extraordinary man.
Well, I have the sense that he was very charming. I mean, to be able to rally, you know, people around him and to, you know, come up with the ideas and investors and that sort of thing, plus, you know, having fun getting people high on laughing gas. I mean, he's quite the character, right?
He was quite the character, very charming, won people over, and then made many of them enemies later. But he was the kind of guy who thought nothing of bribing congressmen to get his patent extended. And then when Congress called him to testify, he came and showed up drunk at the hearing. So he made his own rules about what he was going to do. But he was, as you say, a very charming guy. You know, you had to, you know, if you were his competitor, you had to worry about him. But people who knew him well adored him. He was quite generous, very kind. But then he, against his competitors, a very difficult, harsh fighter.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wanted to win, and
he wanted
to capture
to right.
market share, and here it is. I mean, he knows human nature and the politicians and their vulnerability, and look at their hands are out, and he's happy to grease the hands to get what he wants, right?
That's what he did, yep.
Yep. And meanwhile, he builds this vast consumer empire, as you write, that says was comparable, which is, you know, incredible to think about it, comparable to Henry Ford, Walt Disney, and Steve Jobs. Wow.
Yes, he. But that's true. And I've written about Henry Ford in previous books, and I compare him to Henry Ford. They're very different personalities, but they both had this extraordinary drive. And they were also, like many of these great inventors slash entrepreneurs, great disruptors. Mm-hmm. They took the world, they didn't take the world as it came to them. They saw what they could do with it. And certainly that's what Cole did. The world was a different place by the time he died at 47 than when he arrived in it.
Did he have any sense of, you know, compassion or responsibility of what happened? Because as you said, during this period of time, I mean, he introduces the West to the six shooter. I mean, that leads to a lot of violence and a lot of bloodshed. Did he consider any sense of responsibility for what he was doing, or just kind of one of those necessary evils?
I think he saw it as a necessary evil. This goes to the whole question, the whole issue of what happened to Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Many people felt terrible about what was happening, but then they would use words like expulsion, extermination. And so Colt, I think, did subscribe to that view, but he certainly wasn't alone. The entire U.S. Army was trying to do that.
Right.
So it is, you know, it's a sad story in many ways, and yet you can't get one without the other. I mean, the reason the United States developed as it did is because it pushed west.
Right.
And, you know, as you read the history, you sometimes think, boy, they could have done this differently. You know, there were massacres on both sides that didn't have to happen. Tried to find, you know, what Colt thought of this. At times he thought the gun could actually bring peace. You know, this idea that a better weapon could make it less likely to fight. Mm-hmm. One of the most famous Colt guns developed after he died in 1873 is known as the Peacemaker.
Yes.
I think he kind of hoped that that would be true, but he also was, you know, before anything else, he was a realist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also happy to sell guns to whoever
right.
would buy them.
Exactly. Well, the history of man has been that he, with the most armament, wins. I mean, you go back into the early, it goes on and on. I mean, here we are, we're in the nuclear age, and who is it? What is the ultimate peacemaker but the nuclear bomb, right?
Yes, that's true. And, you know, I think one of the things about the Colt revolver that was different than other guns is it did, in fact, empower those who didn't have power when they went out west. In other words, if you went out alone, you went out in a small group, it gave you an ability to meet a larger force, which you didn't have before. So, you know, there's that famous saying, God created man, but Sam Colt made him equal. Well, there is some truth to that. It gave power to the individual. In fact, I think, you know, a lot of American individualism is owed to the Colt revolver, because it really meant that you as a single person could go out into the wilderness knowing that you didn't just have one chance to defend yourself. You had at least six. If you had two Colt revolvers, you had 12.
Well, exactly.
That made a big difference.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we got to leave it there. Jim Ratzenberger, thank you so much for taking us back to consider our history as we continue to move forward in this 21st century. Jim, an American writer born in Washington, D.C., now lives in New York City and has published three books, of which this is his latest, The Revolver, Sam Colt and the Six Shooter That Changed America. Jim, thank you for being with us.
Thanks very much. That was fun.
C'est So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not.